Friday for December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry which is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina, and we are grateful for the privilege to air it on these different means of getting the gospel out through Christian radio or the internet or however it may be reaching you. We're in Isaiah chapter 58, where we see a tremendous need, as God made clear in Isaiah's day, to build up the old waste places and raise up the foundations for many generations, to be repairers of the breach. We have so many breaks, to be restorers of the path to dwell in. In our last broadcast, we were looking over in the book of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah realized that his people, God's people, had committed two errors. They had forsaken God, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that could hold no water. And I want to tell you this, dear friend, especially you unsaved people who are listening out there, you might think this is just preacher talk, but I want to tell you the Word of God is true. Now, you can believe this. Every promise in God's Word He has, He is fulfilling, or He will fulfill. When He was speaking about the Hebrew alphabet, every jot, every yod and tittle, I mean going down to the smallest letter, God said His Word will be fulfilled. He has made a promise that His Word will not return unto Him void. If you know anything about the Word of God, and especially if you read the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and through the minor prophets, but especially in these books of Isaiah and Jeremiah, you know that we're living pretty well where they were living at the time that they were writing. They knew that they were facing a collapse. And I'm telling you, if God doesn't do something, and that something would have to be something He does. Now, I want to put the best people in office that we can. I want to do whatever we can, but I believe our help today that we need is beyond the reach of man. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from heaven. We need for God to intervene in the affairs of men. I agree with the psalmist when he said, "It is time for thee to work, Lord, for the people have made void thy law." And God knew that there was going to be a great need for rebuilding the old waste places and for laying the foundations for many generations to repair the breaches of the wall that had been broken down and to restore the paths. Paths are another name for streets or highways. We have these safe street campaigns. Well, we want safe streets, that's for sure, where God's people can live and work and travel and play and not have to be afraid of being molested or being killed. Not too long before this broadcast was preached, as you know, there was a terrible tragedy out on the West Coast in Oregon where a man went into a community college and killed a number of people. And he had them on the floor. He would stand them up and he would ask them, "What is your faith? What do you believe?" If they said a Christian, he would say, "Well, that's good. You're going to meet God in about a second." And he would shoot them in the head. Others, he would shoot in the chest or legs or someplace else. I'm simply saying this. These are trying times. Over in the Middle East, you remember, a number of Egyptians were taken out and beheaded because they would not deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, especially in the Middle East, there are multiplied hundreds and thousands of Christians that are dying simply because they will not deny our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And dear friend, this old world is under the judgment of God today. We do need to hear from Him. We need to listen to Him. So this is bringing us now into this series of messages from Isaiah chapter 58. We saw that if our fasting and afflicting our bodies is really from the heart and not just external, then God would hear us. If we'll work the works of righteousness that He has told us to do, then He said He would hear us. And then He goes on to speak about the Lord's Day. Now, I'm well aware that the Sabbath was for Israel. I'm well aware of that. But I'm also well aware that God has established the first day of the week to be the day to commemorate His resurrection. The Sabbath was a commemoration of the first creation. The first day of the week is a commemoration of God's new creation in Christ Jesus. And He said in verse 13, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And he goes on in chapter 59. I'll just read this quickly and then jump back into 58. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Are we having trouble with answered prayer? Then the problem lies within our hearts, dear friend. We need to get things right with God. Our hearts need to be clean. I like what David said, though I'm sorry for the great sin that David had committed when he took Uriah's wife and had Uriah killed. And David must have thought at some place in his life he was going to get away with it, but he couldn't. He cannot. Neither can you nor I, especially for a child of God. Old Dr. Bob Singh used to say a Christian can sin, but it cannot get away with it. And in Psalm 51 is David's plea to God, his repentance. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Now listen to his plea. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Now that's real repentance, is it not? That's confession of our sins, and God's promise to us is, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'll continue in verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. I'm glad he can do that, aren't you? He can even deliver the murderer. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offering. Then shalt they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Well, dear friend, we can certainly use this prayer of David as a model even for our own lives, whatever our sin might be. Oh, maybe we haven't taken somebody's wife or somebody's husband, or maybe we have. Or maybe we haven't had somebody killed. Maybe we have. I mean, whatever it might be that we might be facing, David was pleading that God would clean him up and restore to him joy and gladness and create in him a clean heart, and that God would restore the joy of his salvation and uphold him with his free spirit. And David said, God, if you'll do this, he said, I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Maybe somebody's saying, preacher, you believe God will do that? I do. I know he did. I know what he said here in his word. I am glad for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Oh, dear friend, I hope today that you're saved. If you're not, that you'll trust Christ as your Savior. And if you are saved and walking far from God, won't you repent? Ask God to forgive you and to cleanse you and turn you back to him. I hope you can be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. It's so important. If you cannot, you have access to the internet. Please join us at www.calbat.com. calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org. But be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church if you can. And may our Lord bless you, and please join us next broadcast if you can.